USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As violence and protests continued in major cities around the country, 15 police officers were hurt as they responded to a protest in D.C.'s Black Lives Matter Plaza late last night into this morning. They were hit with rocks, bricks, frozen water bottles, and fireworks. At least five protesters, three men and two women, were arrested on charges of assaulting police officers. Protesters received minor injuries, according to D.C.'s police commander. In a tweet this morning, President Donald Trump said Mayor Muriel Bowser should arrest the agitators and thugs. He also said, clean up D.C. or the federal government will do it for you. Enough. The protests follow the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin and the commitment march, which was peaceful just days ago. Protests in other areas such as Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon also had shootings and three deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Department of Justice has seized three websites, and USA's John Clements has details.
The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps is a designated foreign terrorist organization, and as such, tried to use the three websites to use four different foreign-flagged oil tankers to get petroleum to the disputed government of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. The four vessels contained almost 1.2 million barrels of petroleum. A portion of the money collected from the seizure of the oil will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund.
More than 115,000 inactive voter registrations are now at the risk of being removed from Ohio's voter rolls, but not until after the November election. The final revised figure released represents the number of voter registration that will be purged if they are not activated. Inactive voters in Ohio have to take certain actions to stay on the rolls, including voting on Election Day or updating and confirming their address through the state's voting website. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump visited hard-hit Louisiana yesterday, and USA Radio's Wendy King has the full story.
On the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, President Trump is visiting Louisiana to survey the damage that Hurricane Laura left behind.
Yesterday, I approved a major disaster declaration that helps individuals and business owners, which is a little bit different, but it goes right to the individual. And I've signed that already, and so you're all set to go on that. FEMA has delivered 2.6 million liters of water and 1.4 million meals.
He later arrived in Texas, where 16 deaths have been reported between both states. Democratic nominee Joe Biden spoke to members of the National Guard from his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
You do everything we ask of you. You place your communities and your country ahead of your personal comfort. And when the need arises, you leave your families and your jobs and drop everything when the call comes.
The first of two planned back-to-back SpaceX launches today was called off because of bad weather during pre-flight processing, but the company has pressed ahead with plans to launch an Argentinian remote sensing satellite tonight. Launch of the SOCOM-1B radar observation satellite on top of Falcon 9's booster with a previously flown first stage was targeted for 7:18 p.m. Eastern Time from Pad 40 at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.